It's Monday, October 3rd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Exchange under attack again as insurance weighs in on the costs. The new cyber ambassador takes charge, and USB's smart new branding. This is the business of tech. It seems Monday mornings are for the security woes. Let's cover all the news here. The big headline, there's another exchange bug, and it's being exploited in the wild. There's also no patch as of this broadcast. There's mitigation, and Microsoft says the exploitation of ProxyNut Shell is limited. In that context, Protocol has a piece about identity, because as CEO of Okta, Todd McKinnon, observes, all attacks become identity-based attacks. Quote, if you can get identity right, you're protecting yourself from all attacks at some level, McKinnon said. And the inverse is also true. If you get it wrong, you're opening yourself up to all kinds of attacks. Quoting Protocol, the adoption of identity threat detection tool is worth considering, as is technology for helping secure the use of unmanaged applications, or shadow IT, experts said. And more robust forms of authentication than the humble password can also go a long way. And while referencing both Microsoft and identity-based attacks, Microsoft CVP and CISO Brett Arsenault revealed last week that a Microsoft analysis shows a 60% increase in password-based attacks. Password attacks went from 600 per second last year to 920 in 2022. And in another blog post, the company warned that hackers are using open-source software and bogus social media accounts to dupe software engineers and IT support staff with fake job offers that in reality lead to malware attacks. All in all, small businesses are seriously underestimating the cost and recovery time. And that analysis comes from the insurance industry. A new nationwide agency forward survey revealed that 40% of small business owners believe a cyber attack costs less than $1,000 and that 60% expect it to take less than 90 days to recover from attack. However, nationwide data confirms that attacks can cost businesses between $15,000 and $25,000 and take an average of 279 days to recover. Why do we care? Well, a few takeaways. If your email's in the cloud, this exchange problem isn't your problem. Microsoft 365 customers can sit back and relax. Why, oh why, would you take this risk on yourself? Identity solutions is a space to consider. I quipped recently that email's lack of identity should be a precursor for it to be replaced, just like AM radio and standard def TVs. That's still true, although the actionable opportunity for providers is to ensure your customers have a robust identity solution and push that as far as possible, including physical keys. Because, as the insurance data says, the costs of attack are so much higher than customers believe. I've previously mentioned the new State Department Cyber Group, and now we have a new cyber ambassador who was approved for the position by the Senate on September 15th. The Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy is designed to focus on international cyber conflicts and negotiations and promote internet freedom and open communications. Why do we care? Forward progress, that's why. I'm increasingly frustrated by any quip that says government can't do anything right, because there's significant evidence it can. In cyber, there's now a dedicated ambassador after promising to create one. Forward progress. And in something tactical, small, yet so practical, the USB Implementers Forum, which is the body that manages the USB standard, is doing away with super speed USB branding and is working to simplify the branding for USB further. This means that USB 3.2 Gen 2 will now be called USB 10 gigabytes. USB 3.2 Gen 2 times 2 will be USB 20 gigabytes, and USB 4 will be USB 40 gigabytes. USB 4 version 2 will presumably be rebranded as USB 80. Why do we care? A brand adjustment that makes more sense. I, like many, have a pile of unlabeled and confusing USB cables. Here's a more precise branding that's also practical. It names the cables based on what they deliver. Smart. And a marketing lesson. Clarity matters. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis CyberProtect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. In yet another one that's appropriate for the podcast, today is National Techies Day. Let's crunch on some technological history and facts. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.